This field of wheat by Ogallala in western Nebraska doesn't look like the waving grain you might think of. As winter settles in, it looks more like an uncut lawn. Still, this bright patch of green stands out in the wide brown winter landscape. The wheat industry would like to see more patches of wheat out here. Over the last couple decades, wheat has literally been losing ground as farmers turn more acres over to crops like corn and soybeans.
We've seen a decline in acres of production, for the last 25 years.
Steve Yale is director of research with the National Association of Wheat Growers.
The farmer can make more money producing other crops, particularly corn and soybeans, than wheat.
Wheat is one of the world's staple foods and a big crop on the Great Plains, but it's been left in the dust. A corn farmer can grow over 40% more corn per acre than she could 30 years ago. The gain in wheat is less than half that. Yale says the fix is to revitalize wheat research.
We need more resources applied to breeding technology, soil health, fungicides, chemistry, weed control. We need a lot of work to be done in wheat that's currently not going on.
One way the wheat industry could catch up is with wheat hybrids. Hybrids are made by crossing two parent plants instead of allowing them to self-pollinate. If they're compatible, you can see a jump in yield over conventional breeding. Hybrid corn has been around about 100 years. At the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, researchers are trying to make it work for wheat. Inside a greenhouse, tables are topped with rows of potted wheat plants. Plant breeder Steven Benziger grabs a stem and bends it down to take a closer look.
We're transferring the hybrid system that was used in spring wheats in Australia to hard red and hard white winter wheats that'll be grown in Nebraska.
Then they can start testing hundreds of combinations of wheat varieties to see which ones create a hybrid bump. There's a lot of trial and error, and Benziger says wheat is at a huge disadvantage in research manpower.
There are about 120 breeders in wheat in the U.S. There's 800 breeders in corn. You would expect greater gains.
Hybrid wheat research needs another 5 or 10 years, but if it works, it could be a boost for farmers and for seed companies.
When you have hybrid seed, you buy new seed every year. Whereas wheat traditionally has had a lot of farmer save seed, so that makes the market attractive.
That's one reason for seed companies like Syngenta or Bayer or DuPont to focus on wheat research. Another is that hybrids are a first step toward genetically modified wheat. There is no GMO wheat on the market today, but it could help fight off weeds and diseases. But are wheat farmers looking for hybrids and GMOs? Michael Thomas farms wheat, soybeans, and corn near Ogallala, Nebraska. He's seen how research can pay off.
These corn varieties, you know, have certainly made them yield more and get by with less water, and it's fairly miraculous, really.
But Thomas is cautious about going the biotech route with wheat. Given the resistance many people have toward GMOs, even though scientists say they're safe, Thomas isn't sure they're worth the risk.
I, of course, use biotech soybeans and alfalfa and corn. I don't have any reservations about just the idea of biotech, but it's just, I just don't know if it's going to be like a magic bullet that's going to fix some of the issues that we have in the wheat industry.
And the main issue Thomas is concerned about is demand. The gluten-free craze has people eating less bread. That's hurt wheat prices. Couple that with a research gap, and many farmers are switching to corn.
With wheat, it's worth more per bushel, but you produce less bushels.
How to raise more wheat and make more money for farmers is what researchers have to figure out if the industry wants to keep from losing more ground. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.